World marked World Cancer Day yesterday. Millions paused to reflect on progress made in cancer prevention, diagnosis and treatment. In Uganda, however, the day is a sobering reminder of a growing health crisis that continues to claim tens of thousands of lives every year, often silently and often too soon. Uganda registers an estimated 34,000 to 37,000 new cancer cases annually, with more than 22,000 deaths recorded each year. According to the Uganda Cancer Institute, the most alarming statistics remains that nearly 80% of people diagnosed with cancer die within their first year of diagnosis, largely due to late detection and limited access to timely treatment. Data from the Uganda Cancer Institute shows that cervical cancer remains the most common and deadliest cancer among women, followed by breast cancer. Figures suggest cancer does not affect all regions equally. The central region, particularly Kampala, records the highest incidence at 86.6 cases per 100,000 people, according to national data. Other high burden areas include Gulu in northern Uganda and Kavale in the southwest. Meanwhile, the Uganda Cancer Institute is preparing to perform its first ever bone marrow transplant, a step that signals a new era for cancer treatment in Uganda and the wider East African region. The procedure comes as UCI officially positions itself as an East African center of excellence, responding to a growing cancer burden and a long-standing gap in access to advanced life-saving treatments. For years, patients requiring bone marrow transplants have had to seek care abroad, often at great financial and emotional cost, and for many, not at all. Dr. Henry Dungu, consultant hematologist, says until now, the absence of local transplant services has limited treatment options and survival outcomes for many patients.